With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're joined by NIU Athletic Director Sean Frazier. Fresh off the Chicago Media Day at Ditka's for the football team as they look forward to the 2018 season. You can follow Sean at Sean T. Frazier on Twitter, and you can hear him right now on The Score. Good morning, Sean. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Everything is great here. How are things with you? We look at your schedule, and you start with Iowa, and then you get Utah at home and eventually go to Florida State. That is quite aggressive, a little bit scary, but that has been your position since you've been the AD, is we are reaching for more.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Yeah, it's competitive. There's no question about it. But with our history, our tradition, our athleticism, of what we've done in the college football landscape, it's an expectation. Yeah, it's a little more aggressive this year, to be perfectly honest with you, than we've had in the past. But, we picked up that Florida State game. Folks know I don't have to belabor the fact that we've had some budgetary issues. And, Rod and the football program stepped up majorly, really embraced that game based on a rematch of our Orange Bowl fight. And that was the only real new one to that schedule. The schedule was what it was without Florida State, and that was going to be competitive. But you know what? The boys are excited about it. I'm excited about it. Our fan base is excited about it. And the landscape is what it is. You know, we do what we need to do, and we're always going to be in the national conversation. But this solidifies that fact.
How difficult is it to get a school like Utah to come to DeKalb?
You know, I take my hats off to Chris Hill, who's the athletic director at Utah. He just retired. They were in the situation, if you want to take a look at their history or their evolution to the Power Five, they were very much like us on some levels. Them coming to our place and competing and their brand of football, it made sense. And this, my hats off to Utah to come up to oblige us to do a home and home. So I don't know if it's hard as much as making sure you have the national contacts, and you just got to keep after it. You got to be tenacious about, asking and getting the right fit of institution to do home and homes.
Sean, Nick Saban was pretty annoyed, and anytime Nick Saban's annoyed, I'm pretty happy. What did you think about the University of Central Florida and their championship rings and parade and all that?
That's a bit of a bait right there. You know I'm an Alabama grad, so whatever I say on that, I don't win. But
yeah,
my take is this. We have a committee. We have a structure. Regardless if you like it or not, the old BCS era gave us the controversy. UCF should be very proud of what they accomplished. They went undefeated. That just doesn't happen. Kudos to them. Kudos to what they do. We want to be in the same type of situation when we go undefeated and do those things. And as far as commenting on Nick, is doing what he does at the University of Alabama. He's winning championships. He's putting a great product. He's graduating kids. So I'm going to stay out of that line of debate. I'll just say that, it's great to be recognized. And if institutions want to say that they won national titles, God bless them for doing that. But I want to win national titles that are recognized nationally based on competing against competition that's worthy of that. And that's what I'll say on that.
Yeah, it just seems if you're not in one of the power conferences, you don't have a shot, especially with what we saw this past season and getting in the playoff anymore.
Well, I would argue that, you got a schedule. You just opened up talking about our schedule. You know what I'm saying? If you run the gauntlet and you play somebody, you got to play somebody. And then you need a little luck, especially if you're a group of five school. We recognize that. We have a great conference, top to bottom, and it gets harder and more competitive every year. But you do have to play outside of your conference to get the national recognition. And then you're going to need some help from some media and some other people. But at the end of the day, if you look at your schedule in a non-con, and you have not played someone that's beaten someone within the top 25 or the top 5 or the top 10, you're going to have that criticism. And you have to accept that. Don't belabor it. Let's move on.
Sean, you mentioned Illinois budget cuts and how much more difficult that's made that for your athletic programs. How do you go about fighting that challenge?
Yeah, you know, Barry, you know this. It's a tough one. You know, it beats you down a little bit, but I hats off to the staff at NIU, our senior leadership, our coaches, our student athletes. You know, it doesn't, you know, we have this mantra, you know, it's called the hard way. You know, we get right. It done the hard way. And the only part that I'm disgruntled about as an educator is this, you know, the support for education. That's the part that really bothers me. Outside of the budget pieces, you know, we've had a great donor group, folks with our Husky Athletic Fund, shout out to all of them. You know, they stepped up and subsidized a lot of our cuts. And we've got some serious momentum. I put a piece out in the Fraser's Corner. We talked about that. And we've had significant amount of donors step up and subsidize the cuts that we've had. And we continue to do that. And I'm just, you know, humbled. I'm overwhelmed by that level of generosity because it means so much to us to be able to move forward.
Tell us about the Mallory Cup and how that came about.
You know, I had a couple conversations. As you know, Coach Gary is a Mallory man played for Coach Mallory. We have a long tradition of that. Obviously, NIU, Miami of Ohio, the same way. He's done so much for the game of football, his family, who he is, who he represented. So Rod, you know, Rod picked up the phone. We had some conversations. We talked about leaving a legacy for Coach. And, you know, this was a natural progression. Then I got on the phone and talked to the administration down in Miami of Ohio, and then the rest is history. This thing came together really quickly. Hats off to the football staff and, you know, our sport administrator, John Chaney, and, you know, folks that got in the room and said, you know, this is not curing cancer here. We can get after this here right now, you know what I'm saying, and let's do it. And it came together rather quickly, and we're looking for this to be a long time going as we kind of play. We play them this year, we play them next year, and then we're going to get on the rotation and play Miami of Ohio on a regular basis.
Sean, before we let you go, every time there's an open position for an athletic director somewhere, your name seems to come up, and my friend Lawrence Holmes here, who is, of course, a host at The Score, always brings your name up, and I say, Lawrence, mind your own business and just leave Sean alone. Leave him at NIU. You have stayed. You have been loyal, and you continue to fight for NIU. Why is that?
You know, it's a good fit. Yeah, you know, and you're right. You know, it gets old after a while. You know, certain media, I'm really friends with the media. I think it's important to be transparent. I think sometimes that's to a fault, you know, because I think, you know, people look at some of these opportunities, especially if they're in the Midwest, especially if they're in some region that I've been at. And I think it comes down to just the body of work. It's really more about what NIU has accomplished. I'm just here as the, you know, the conductor. And I think it's going to come up for a number of different reasons. I'm getting to that age, right? I've been here 5 years. We've had some success. I am who I am. I'm connected to some certain individuals, and I can't stop them from doing that. I can only say that if you want the truth, you can just call me up, and I'll tell you the truth. You know, the rumor mill is going to do what they need to do. But as far as me, I think NIU, to answer your question direct, Barry, is that it's a good fit for me and my family. I've got 3 beautiful children. I got a wonderful wife. I've got some different things, challenges. My son is autistic. He's had the best services of his life here in DeKalb Sycamore. Both my girls, I love them so much. They're thriving in this community. And you know what? That's the fit, right? That's what we do this for. So of all those things constant, and I've got the support I have with my over 150,000 living alums right here, NIU, right here in Chicagoland, yep. I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling good about where we are.
Well, on behalf of NIU alums, thank you for staying, and thanks for joining us, and good luck with the football team this fall.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of the day and even a better weekend.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Sean Frazier, NIU athletic director, very popular guy. His name comes up every time there's an opening, and as I tell Lawrence every time, stop. Just leave us alone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.